Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Qualitative Research and Case Study Applications in Education by Sharon B. Merriam is a research methodology text for educators, graduate students, and scholars who need practical guidance in qualitative inquiry. Published as a revised and expanded version of Case Study Research in Education, it reflects the growth of qualitative research as a recognized approach to studying educational settings, institutional life, learning processes, and human experience. The book explains both the conceptual foundations of qualitative research and the concrete procedures needed to conduct a study, with particular attention to case study design. Merriam treats research as an integrated process that moves from framing a problem and selecting a sample to collecting, analyzing, validating, and reporting data. Its purpose is not merely to define qualitative research, but to show how researchers can make defensible methodological decisions in real educational contexts where meaning, context, and interpretation matter. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, qualitative inquiry as a context-centered approach to educational research. A central contribution of the book is its explanation of qualitative research as a way to understand meaning within natural educational settings. Merriam presents qualitative inquiry as especially suitable when researchers want to examine how participants interpret experiences, how institutions operate in practice, or how learning and development unfold in context. This distinguishes it from approaches that begin with tightly controlled variables or predefined measurements. In educational research, many important questions concern process, perception, culture, and interaction. And these questions often require methods that remain close to actual classrooms, programs, organizations, and communities. The book emphasizes that qualitative research is not simply informal description. It requires purposeful design, systematic data collection, careful analysis, and transparent reasoning. Merriam draws from traditions associated with anthropology, sociology, history, and psychology to show that educational inquiry can benefit from multiple interpretive lenses. The result is a framework in which the researcher becomes an instrument of inquiry, responsible for observing, asking, interpreting, and documenting with discipline. Secondly, case study design as a bounded and purposeful form of qualitative research. The book gives particular attention to case study research, treating it as a distinctive design rather than a loose label for any qualitative project. Merriam explains that a case study focuses on a bounded system, such as a program, classroom, institution, event, group, or individual experience within a defined context. This boundary is important because it clarifies what will and will not be studied, helping the researcher avoid an unfocused accumulation of data. In education, case studies are valuable because they allow close examination of complex practices that cannot be separated easily from their settings. A policy, curriculum, training program, or campus culture may look different when studied through lived implementation rather than through formal descriptions alone. Merriam also situates case study work among other qualitative approaches, making clear that its strength lies in depth, particularity, and contextual interpretation. The researcher is expected to design the study deliberately, select information-rich cases, and build an account that connects empirical detail to broader understanding without claiming inappropriate generalization. Thirdly, interviews, observations, and documents as complementary sources of evidence, Merriam provides practical guidance on the main forms of qualitative data collection, especially interviews, observations, and documents. The book treats these sources as complementary rather than interchangeable. Interviews allow researchers to explore participant perspectives, interpretations, and memories, but they depend on careful questioning and attentive listening. Observation gives access to behavior, interaction, setting, and routine practice, but it requires disciplined attention to what is seen, heard, and recorded. Documents, such as institutional records, written materials, reports, or artifacts, can provide historical and contextual evidence that participants may not mention directly. In educational studies, using these sources together can produce a richer understanding of how programs and institutions actually function. For example, what a policy states, what participants say about it, and what happens in practice may not fully align. Merriam stresses that data collection in qualitative research is interactive and evolving. Early findings can guide later questions, and emerging patterns can shape what the researcher observes or seeks in documents. Fourthly, data analysis as an ongoing process of organization and interpretation. The book presents qualitative analysis as a continuing process, rather than a final step performed after all data are collected. Merriam emphasizes that researchers must organize, reduce, compare, and interpret data while remaining alert to patterns that emerge from the material. This requires disciplined data management, including keeping track of interviews, field notes, documents, analytic memos, and evolving categories. The aim is not to force data into a predetermined structure, but to develop categories and themes that are grounded in the evidence and relevant to the research question. In case study work, analysis may also involve moving between concrete description of the case and more abstract interpretation of what the case shows. Merriam addresses different levels of analysis, including descriptive accounts and more interpretive or conceptual findings. The practical value of this guidance is that it helps researchers avoid two common weaknesses in qualitative work: presenting raw description without analysis, or making broad claims without a clear evidentiary trail. Lastly, validity, reliability, ethics, and reporting as foundations of research credibility. A major strength of the book is its attention to credibility and responsibility in qualitative research. Merriam discusses validity, reliability, and ethics not as technical afterthoughts, but as concerns that shape every stage of inquiry. Because qualitative research often involves close contact with participants and interpretive judgment by the researcher, readers are encouraged to consider how findings can be made trustworthy. This includes using clear procedures, comparing multiple sources of evidence, being transparent about researcher assumptions, and representing participants and settings responsibly. Ethical issues are especially important in educational contexts, where participants may include students, teachers, administrators, or members of identifiable communities. The book also addresses reporting, showing that a qualitative report must do more than summarize themes. It should present enough contextual and evidentiary detail for readers to understand how conclusions were reached. Merriam positions strong writing as part of methodological rigor because the final account is where design, data, analysis, and ethical representation become visible. In conclusion, this book is most useful for graduate students, education researchers, faculty members, administrators, and practitioners who need a clear guide to designing and conducting qualitative studies. It is especially relevant for readers planning a thesis, dissertation, program evaluation, institutional study, or classroom-based investigation where interviews, observations, documents, and contextual interpretation are central. Its practical benefit lies in showing how methodological choices connect across the full research process, from identifying a problem and selecting a sample to analyzing data and presenting findings. Intellectually, it helps readers understand why qualitative research is not merely anecdotal, but a systematic form of inquiry suited to questions about meaning, experience, and social context. Compared with broader research methods books, it stands out through its sustained focus on education and its detailed treatment of case study applications. Compared with more theoretical qualitative texts, it is more procedural and accessible without ignoring issues of rigor, ethics, and interpretation. Its distinctive value is the combination of conceptual orientation and step-by-step research guidance. If you would like to support Sharon B. Merriam, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.